Meg Ranks, the General Secretary of ASLAN. Fraternal greetings for the National Executive Committee of ASLAN and the train drivers of Great Britain. What a wonderful show of support and solidarity in the name of international peace and justice we're seeing today. When the media has been giving a blank to the coverage of the very many people in this country that don't support any war with Iraq, and yet you can see the support they gave to the Tories and the Countryside Alliance last week. It shows you the bias that exists in this country today.
Kashmir!
Kashmir! Something about that march last weekend for the fox hunters. At least it gave the foxes a day off. But you know, when we're witnessing the daily brutality and the repression against the Palestinians, is it any wonder why people start to question the reasons why it's taking place in world politics today? And you know, when you see that daily repression and that brutality against the Palestinian people and the occupation of our homeland, well, you don't get peace without justice. And instead of talking about international confrontation with the very people of Iraq that can overthrow Saddam themselves, it's about time we started talking about an international coalition to free the people of Palestine and stop the illegal occupation.
Kashmir! Kashmir! Kashmir!
Our members of my union are not in favour of any support for the US, Bush, American Empire of this world. And the issues are quite clear for the president that was elected on a dodgy ticket.
Yeah.
How can you talk about democracy?
Hey.
And this war is quite clear. It's not about weapons of mass destruction. It's not about regime change by the very same people that put him in power.
Yes.
It's about payback time for the same corrupt multinational businesses that put Bush in power. And I will be going to the Labour Party conference this week, and my union has an emergency motion on Iraq, and we will be calling for no military action on Iraq.
Yeah.
And I will say this to Tony Blair. Tony, look what happened in Germany last week. He was a chancellor that wasn't going to win an election, but he stood on an anti-war platform. Tony, if you want to win a third term, stop backing America and support.